We have to talk about our show.
Okay.
Who are we? And what do we do?
Ha! I am Martha Madrigal.
And I'm Charles Tyson Jr. We are the hosts of Full Circle,
the podcast.
You are a beautiful white trans woman.
I will take that. Of a certain age. And you are a gorgeous black cis pan man who has shared my life for 10 years.
And we're engaged. I put a ring on it.
Yeah, you did put a ring on it. It's a pretty ring, too.
Now we have a podcast.
Yeah, there's not much we don't talk about here.
It's true. We talk about LGBTQ issues, headlines of the day. We talk about fun things, too, like movies and music and television and pop culture.
Mm-hmm. And we talk about what it is to be black in America and what it is to be trans in America and how those things intersect and collide. And
child, it gets interesting. And you can check us out every Tuesday wherever you get your podcasts. Because once again, we're Charles Tyson Jr. and Martha Madrigal, and this is Full Circle,
the podcast. Are we done now?
I think so.
Okay.
I'm Maddie.
I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this
room. I get soft like a Santa snubble. Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble.
Wow. Hey everybody, I'm Amber.
And I'm Maddie.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot. And today, we are going to get warm and cozy by the hearth. Or outside in front of the fire pit. And we're going to talk about fire magic. Because tis the motherfucking season. We have in our little slumber party. And, it's a little too warm to have our own fire, but we're going to get cozy and talk about it because fire magic is cozy.
It is.
It is. Like, so it is fiery and it's hellfire and it's hearth. Protection, but it's also hearth magic and cozy magic and cleansing, purification. Yes. So again, it can be a little harsh, but that's up to you. Mm. As in how you use it, not like... Yeah, I hope you guys knew what I meant. I took a sip the wrong moment. I was like sipping, like I should have finished talking real quick.
So I think one of the most common ways, at least nowadays, that people use fire magic is when they're burning away, or when they're burning and releasing their intentions. So people will write down their intentions on bay leaves or on strips of paper, and then they'll light it on fire in a cauldron or a bonfire, even in their hearth. And then the smoke goes up into the sky and it releases into the universe. So fire is very releasing.
It is. And you know what? You say that. That was my first Yule thing that I ever did with other people was we wrote down our intentions for the coming year. And then we burned them.
I love that. I should do that.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's great.
Totally, yeah.
And for me, like, when I think fire magic, because you are totally right as far as the way it's mostly used. Mm-hmm. But when I think fire magic, I think the gathering out in the woods around the bonfire or even in your own backyard around the fire pit or in your own living room around the hearth and really, like, connecting with that fire.
Mm-hmm. Like meditation.
Meditation with it. Yeah, like I really feel like studying an element helps you to better utilize it.
Well, and I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say another way that people have been practicing with fire, and look, I feel like more people do this than they're gonna admit because I must sound crazy. I'm sure Amber's gonna sound crazy because we've all done this shit, is when you see the smoke from a fire or you see a candle flame and you're over there and you're trying to kind of manipulate it to go this way and go that way. And I know anybody from the outside looking in would be like, this bitch is fucking insane. But look, I'd be doing that shit all the time. And I know people do that shit all the time. It's not just me, right?
No, it's not. Like, I don't do that per se. However, my thing is, and I talked about it when we did our Practical Magic episode, blowing the candle in. Like, okay, look, earth my body, water my
blood, fire, my spirit, I should be able to blow that shit in.
So like
the fire within me should be.
Has it worked?
No.
I am not. You gotta do it when. Gotta do it when nobody else is around, because they're like, "What the
fuck? What the fuck is this bitch doing? What is wrong with you, bitch? I'm trying to be Sandra Bullock. I like, apparently I'm Jilly, but I want to be Sally.
You know, I feel like I'm
Jilly
Sally.
With that sex magic.
I'm pretty Sally, if I'm being honest with you, I think. But,
I mean,
not
I just
magic,
mean,
not magic likewise. I just mean personality.
Right,
wise.
Yeah, no, I get you. I just like, okay, that's my crazy thing that I do with magic. But since you've been talking about it, I do look at the candle flame and, like,
you're like,
you
go
can
higher.
Get, you can, yeah, you can control that shit.
You totally can.
You
totally can. You can use fire, whether in a candle, a cauldron, or whatever, as divination as well. You can look into the flames, and what do you see there? What are you?
Mm-hmm. You can scry with fire.
Yeah,
that's exactly what you're talking about.
Yes, like, and
divine
you'd
by
be
staring
surprised.
Into it and getting messages.
Yes, yeah. You'd be surprised
seeing
at what
visions.
The flame. Flame can reveal, and also mm-hmm. you're doing a spell, and then the flame on your candle goes
up
really high. Fire, I think, for me, is probably one of the most reactive elements. It's not my personal biggest connection element. That's got to be earth. But if I am doing candle magic, or I am doing something, I am absolutely going to fucking notice, you know what I mean? Maybe it's because it's the one that's like the closest that you can actually like.
You can easily observe the changes. Now, one thing that when I was thinking about this episode, I had this realization that earth, air, fire, water. Fire cannot exist without earth and air. Air mm-hmm. can exist without fire. Earth can exist without fire. Water can exist without fire. Water can exist without earth. Water can exist without air. They can all exist without each other except for fire, because fire has to
feed on both
air mm-hmm. and something to burn, like earth. Yeah, exactly. But that's like... That's the one thing about fire that stands out to me as an element is it literally needs earth and air to work. Because here's the thing that made me think about that. Quite often when I am doing a kind of ritual, I like to use incense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I use my incense for earth, air, and
fire. Oh, you use them for earth.
Well, I use it for all three elements because all three elements mm-hmm. are there. Now, when I'm using a candle and I'm using salt and I'm using water in a chalice,
mm-hmm.
well, then the incense is just for air.
Yeah.
But quite often, because I like to get a multi-bang for my buck as much as possible, I do. I use incense as a multifaceted. It has earth. It has air. It has fire.
Mm-hmm. It does.
And honestly, incense uses oil to be made. Mm-hmm. So technically, if you wanted to say, you could say there's water there too.
You could.
I mean, you could. Like, because the oil is what holds it together in a lot of incense recipes.
Another thing that fire is really good at is cleansing. So we talked about the releasing with fire and then the watching and how you can really, like, see the physical aspects of fire when you're practicing. But fire is great
cleansing.
For cleansing.
And it makes so much sense because purification and mm-hmm. fire being connected, you've got ash is the end result, and it is the purest
ashes
thing
to ashes,
in the
dust
world.
To dust.
Yeah.
Which brings us to who also utilized fire as a cleansing thing? The Catholic Church in the medieval times. I mean, they burned witches.
They used it against us.
They did, absolutely. Well, I mean...
Sorry, I just thought that was, like, so dramatic.
Well, they really did. The Catholic Church themselves has used fire as a cleanser. It is so cleansing, but not... Let's forget about the Catholic Church for a minute. Fire is also the symbol of and can be used in spells and different things for rebirth. What happens when a forest burns down? Yeah, it's very fucking sad and it sucks, but that forest is going to grow back 10 times stronger, 10 times better. It's going to take a lot of time, but it's that cleansing and that rebirth. There's a reason the phoenix is all about rebirth, reborn from the ashes.
Love it.
And fire is something that is just so magical that even the church cannot deny.
I mean, true, because, like, candles, that's fire. Candle magic incense, is fire magic. I mean, it really is. And, yeah, they use incense out the wazoo in those beautiful incense.
I love them. They did that at my uncle's funeral. Oh, they came up and down. Actually, I just have to say that for a second. That was a beautiful whole funeral. Catholic funerals are gorgeous. And the priest, or it was either the priest or the altar boys or all of them, came down and they were swinging the incense. And then my dad made a funny joke. He goes, "Oh my God, your Uncle Shane's having a fucking asthma attack up there." And I guarantee you he fucking was.
Just so much. But like, I love fire because you use it for so much. It's involved cooking. In so many different ways of the craft. That's exactly like where I was going.
Hearth witches utilize fire. Personally, I have gas, so I'm actually cooking over a flame.
Yeah.
You know, it's fire is just used, like you said, we've got candle magic, and then we've got the hearth and the kitchen witch magic, and it's what's
kept us warm. It's not just what keeps us warm. It's also like, without the fire in kitchen witchery, your end result wouldn't be the same.
No.
Your herbs couldn't meld together in the sauce the way that they do with the fire involved. Like, it's an integral part of everyday life that I think we overlook in this day and age.
I think so, because instead of seeing an open flame, we see electricity. You know, we see things like that, which could argue that, you know, it's like a type of fire type.
Right, you could argue. You know, I mean,
but it's not naked fire. It's not the same.
Right, yeah.
And you mentioned, like, the fireplace. You can use the fireplace and burn herbs, and there's just so much you can do with the fire. And around this time of year, fire is very important in the craft and just in ancient people's time anyway. For one, it represents the sun. So we want to light those fires, bring in that light, draw in that warmth energy, warming energy. But also, it's fucking cold outside, and the ancient people needed fire.
Exactly.
The fire really, in a way, I don't want to say replaced, but kind of took over when the sun goes.
Exactly. You know, well, and that is
with the warmth and the light. And
that's why they gave it so much respect, because not only does fire need respect, right? Because if you don't have respect for the power of fire, it will consume everything that you allow it to, including your home and your life. But it gives you life. Without the fire, your home is a cold, empty shell.
And
without the fire, the predators will come at you. Like, one of the most comforting things when out camping is that fire. Like, without our campfire, I would be so much more afraid of predators approaching our campsite. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Which I'm going to bring a pop culture moment. Currently rereading the Hunger Games series.
Yeah.
And I bring that up because one of the things you need to survive while in the arena is how to build a fire, because it's fucking cold.
Yeah.
You have to cook your food. So it just kind of throws into perspective. Fire is life.
It really is. Like, Corey loves watching Alone, and he loves watching Naked and Afraid, and I watch with him all the time. And these people that go on Alone and Naked and Afraid, and they don't know how to build a fire, like, you can't. You fucking can't. You need fire for survival. Even if you're only going to eat plants, some plants need to be cooked lots of reasons.
You have to poke.
Water has to be cooked.
Boiled,
Exactly. Also, predators, they're scared away by fire. And if you don't have an actual weapon, fire is the best weapon we have at our disposal if we know how to create it. Because fire, not only is it an element that needs the other elements, it's an element that we ourselves can create other than just earth. Because I guess since we can make babies, we can create earth. And I guess we can create water through urine, tears, and saliva. Does that count as creating? That's where I was going next. Is our breath? Is that?
I would think technically, yeah. Personally, because we do. While we inhale, we release. What is it? CO2.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not the only one we can create. My bad. But still, we regularly create fire.
Right. And I just want to say, if we burn, you burn with us. Like. That's quoting The Hunger Games, guys.
Did you not know where that was? No, okay. I didn't. I was just thinking, like, from a crunchy standpoint of take care of this earth, because...
that, too, or a witchy thing.
Fire consumes.
A witchy thing? If we burn, you burn.
Yeah, that's
true. I actually really like that.
Yeah. I saw some post about Pastor Greg Locke earlier. Fucking hate that guy.
Yeah, fucking that.
Fuck that guy. If we burn, we taking you with us, you little fucker. Exactly. And you so dry and cunty, you're going to go up in flames. Sorry, I don't use that word often, but I hate that guy.
But fire can be dangerous. I'm looking at your Christmas tree.
I know.
I didn't do that on purpose. It's just like... You have to be careful when working with fire.
And that's where the respect comes in.
Yes, exactly. That's totally where the respect comes in. Because it's fucking hot. You're going to burn yourself. Every kid knows when you touch the candle, it hurts. That's how you learn.
I think you told this story in season one. So I think it's time to tell the story again about not leaving a candle unattended.
Oh my fucking God, you guys. This is hilarious. Okay, so I knew this person. I'm telling the whole story, too. Because the whole fucking story is funny when you put it all together. Okay, so I knew this person who was trying to cast a hex. An unfucking necessary hex. Someone's constantly, like... casting hexes for the shit of it.
Right.
Anyway, not respectful for the craft at all. No. So anyway.
Using it like it's some kind of toy.
Exactly. So we've got candles everywhere. He's got candles everywhere, all over his altar, right? He goes to let his dog out. Beep, beep, beep. He's like, fuck. That truck has been backing up for a very long time.
It's tech.
Sorry. So, no, it's okay. So, he's like, that truck has been backing up for a really long time. And then he's like, hold up. That's not a fucking truck. Literally runs in. He says he threw his dog. But you know this motherfucker. He probably was like, get the fuck out of the way.
He did that fucking dog.
If he says, I tossed him out of the way. Yeah, he didn't toss shit.
Shit.
So he runs into the fucking bedroom and his wall's on fire, dude. As he's telling me the story, I didn't fucking believe it, dude. I didn't believe that it was that bad because he's so dramatic. No! True. No, dude, no. He sends me pictures, walls black, the fucking altar cloth and the altar cloth and the tarot cards are literal lump of fucking black. Like, this motherfucker was about to burn his house down.
Look, when the altar cloth can't keep up with it, it does not support you.
No, and that brings me to fire sending messages. Hey, maybe you shouldn't be fucking with this. Because right. I do believe you get messages through Facebook. Yes. And I absolutely believe that that was a backfire because the curse was unwarranted. It was just for fun. And I believe that was the universe or the goddess or whatever you believe saying, hey, fuck around, find out.
Right, exactly. Because, like...
Sorry, the thing with the dog is so funny.
I swear, you know he did.
You know he did. Poor Bobby. Oh my God, dude. That guy was so funny, though.
But...
anyway. Respecting the craft.
Yeah.
Respecting fire magic. Also, don't leave candles unattended, okay? Maybe if you're going in the other room, cool, whatever. But don't leave the house with a burning candle. There are these candles that are like 7-day candles, 7-day spells. I don't know how I feel about those. Because you're supposed to leave them going for 7 days. But if you can't stay in your house for 7 days, me personally, my anxiety would never let me leave the house with a 7-day candle burning. What are your thoughts on that?
So, from my understanding of the only time that I've read about 7-day candles is you let it burn for a certain amount of time.
And then you
each
blow it out?
Day.
Oh, okay.
And you have it. But and not only that, but like, you got to do it at the same time. So, like, if the first day you start burning at 5 o'clock and let it go for however many hours, then the next day at 5 o'clock is when you need to do it again.
Huh.
From my understanding of those candles. Mm-hmm. But that's my understanding of them.
I don't know if I've ever seen
one that's, like, 42 hours, 7-day candle.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't... 40,
that was
9 hours. 49 hours.
49 hours? That's not 7 days.
Yeah, 7 times 7 is 49.
Right. But, okay, so 24 is one day.
Oh, right. I did 7 days times 7 hours.
Okay, I'm sorry, okay. I was like, 24 is one day.
That's called blonde math.
I was like, 3 days is 72 hours.
My bad. I did 7 times 7.
It's okay.
7 times 7 is 49.
But anyway, fire is also all about passion. And with that is, what is it, the swords? Is it swords?
Passion and fire is actually spears, which makes sense from the movement standpoint.
Okay, yes.
That's the only place it makes sense.
Right, cause because I'm like,
when
we've
it's
had
wands
this
and
talk.
Spears, those both intonate movement.
And passion.
And so passion makes sense going along
because
with it.
Because with, like, Ace of Wands, it's all about that sex and that, like,
right,
you know,
exactly.
So it
where
has
that fire does
passion.
Make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, check out season 1 where we talk about it. Tarot suits you. We do not agree.
Well, and
when I was thinking about it from the standpoint of fire and movement, because when you look at fire and the way it moves, and that's why at the beginning of the episode I was talking about, like, studying fire, because when you study it, you can better understand why it works the way it does magically, as well as physically, but, like, the way it moves and eats things and consumes, and when it consumes, it grows.
Mm-hmm.
And that movement and that motion and that momentum in your spell makes sense.
Well, and a lot of writers that I have talked about who are also spiritual have said that they like to have a candle burning or a fiery type spell candle to be going while they're writing, while they're working on their project, because fire is all about that passion. Fire is all about that creativity. So if you were going to work on a project... Personally, I think drawing in that fire energy would be a really good idea. Something to focus on. You want something to really, like, help you out with your creativity and coming up with things. And yeah, I think fire would be a good one.
No, I agree with that. And not just that, but, like, okay, so let's take this a step further. Maybe you can't have an open flame. Maybe you can't have a candle available. Maybe you can't even burn incense to have that fire element going. There are a lot of different herbs that are associated with fire, like cinnamon and ginger. And there's many
and
others,
cloves,
too.
All
yeah,
the
they,
spices.
They have that fire energy. And you can really, and pepper. It makes sense when you're tasting those things, why they have that fire element associated with them. But they can give you that fire energy when you need the fire energy. And you can't have an open flame at your disposal.
I like that. Thank you for adding that, because not everybody can have an open flame.
Exactly, because I was thinking about that. Because where my mom lives, she can't burn incense or an open flame because the landlord is afraid of house fires. So, like, she's allowed to put a candle on a candle warmer so you can get that smell going.
Right.
But she's not allowed to have an open flame or incense going. So, like, if she wanted to do a working that involved having the fire element present, or doing, like, when I do a working, I almost always have the four elements present, whether that's in
if I do a large working,
Well, and that's why I'm like, I don't want to call it cheating when I use an incense for all four elements, but all four elements are present when you're burning an incense. Mm-hmm. So I think it works. But when I'm doing a larger one, I usually have like all four elements much more like I'll have a feather for air and an actual flame going for fire.
Cup of water.
Right, exactly. But it's good to have options because, you know, this life is hard. And to put more constrictions upon yourself, it just makes your life even harder. And when it comes to your craft, you don't want it to be hard. You want it to be something you can enjoy. Because if you're not pouring, like, beneficial energy into your craft, what are you pouring into?
Well, and I don't think everybody agrees with this. I know not everybody agrees with this, but unpopular opinion moment, I do think the spirits, the ancestors, the universe, the goddess, I do think that they care when it comes to our well-being. So if you can't afford certain things, like, if you can't, like, your landlord won't let you do these certain things, I do believe that the greater power, whatever you want to call it, the divine, I think they understand that. I like to think that if I was going to worship a god, goddess, anything like that, that was like, no, it has to be this way, I'd be Christian. That's just me. You know, I think there are some things where it's very important that you do things a certain way.
I agree.
But I also think that the gods, the goddesses, and the ancestors are very understanding when it comes to certain things.
I think of the craft in the same way that I think of cooking, where in baking,
you have to do everything precisely.
But when you're making a soup, you can make that shit your own.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of have to make the roux sort of precisely. But you don't have to make if you're cooking on the stove,
it's okay. You know, do whatever the fuck you want. Right. But if you're cooking in the oven, you got to measure that shit. Like,
I mean, strictly, okay, when I say baking, I do mean baked goods. Because, like, yes. I bake chicken just willy-nilly.
Right, right, I hear you. Baked goods like cake and, like, pastry and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, yeah, I think I agree with you. I do. And I think that people are understanding. So if you can't have the other world.
The deity, like the elements, the deities. Like, look, here's the thing. The reason that cinnamon has fire element associated with it is because it's truly somehow connected to fire. The reason that these different things have the association with fire is because they all exist on that same vibration, that same wavelength, that same spectrum. So that element fire knows when it's being honored. Even if you don't take a Bic lighter and light a spell candle that you bought for $20 on Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
If you sprinkle some cinnamon on that plate, it brings the same vibration as lighting that candle. That I think that's, like, to me, that's a good way to understand it.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think so. So, with that being said, if you can't access fire for whatever reason, and that reason is your own, don't feel like you can't incorporate fire magic into your craft or practice.
Right, you absolutely can.
May I? Yeah, they look so fucking good. Oh, she hasn't added the little dots
Not yet.
They
this hand is presents and this hand is Santa hats. Because while she's doing my nails, I also like to give her the opportunity to, like, test out techniques and stuff. Like, that's why we had the cornucopia, because she was like, I want to do that. And I was like, I'm down to see how that looks. And I think it looked great. And, like, got several compliments on my nails. Like, you know, like the lady that I was signing her petition, maybe she was complimenting my nails simply because I was standing there filling out her petition and she was looking for something to say. It had something to do with, like, employee rights. And I'm totally all about that. Like, absolutely for that shit. Petition's probably the right word. I don't know. It was like to get things on the ballot done. Whatever. Like, look, guys, if you're not involved in your community, what's happening in your community?
Right. Put that on a fucking t-shirt.
Right? For real, though. Like, you got to be involved. Like, seriously, it's just like fire, right? if you don't tend to it, it'll run rampant or it'll die.
Yep.
And it, one or the other is going to happen. Your fire's not just going to be cool on its own.
Nope.
And your community is the same way. Mm-hmm. It's going to go one way or it's going to go another. And once it goes either of those ways, it's real hard to get it back.
Yep. I think that's a good
thing. I think that, yeah. So what do you guys think about fire? Do you work with the fire element? What are your associations with fire? You know, do you think about fire-breathing dragons? Check out our last episode. And do you like our fire-ass PJs from tonight's little slumber party? We had hot cocoa. We got our nails done. Show them your nails, Maddie. Yours are done, done. Aren't they so cute?
I love them.
They are so cute.
Merry Christmas.
We thought it would be a cozy little fiery slumber party to talk about dragons and fire magic with you guys tonight. So, you know, since we do it up so well for you, if you're watching on YouTube, definitely like and subscribe and comment.
You can check us out on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot, where I swear we're getting more active. We're also on Facebook at Witches Talking Tarot, and you can find us on X. I have to do it this time.
Yeah, at Classiest Witches, because we are the Classiest Witches, you know, which our patrons, Death by DVD,
Pam,
Victoria,
and Melissa,
already know. So you can join them in this fun little shout out, as well as other awesome content from your favorite witches if you join them by visiting patreon.com/ Which is Talking Tarot, and I guess this is the time to say thanks for coming to sit a spell.
Thanks for coming to sit a spell.
Bye. Thank you.
Because you're only given a little spark of madness.
And here at the Films Spark Podcast, we aim to keep that spark alive. Hi, I'm Ebony, the host of the Films Spark Podcast, and here is where you can find anything and everything movies. So grab your popcorn and join us on this journey that is the Films Spark Podcast. Give us a shot. Follow us on Spotify, Apple, Good Pods and more, or follow the socials at film_spark_pod. You know what? Just follow us on everything. Check out the link tree, linktr.ee/filmsparkpod. Find us, follow us, give us a shout. We always want to hear from you.